Welcome to this week's podcast. It's a penultimate pod of term, and I suppose that's a good place to start with our breakup dates. Now, you might have been, the more observant of you out there might have noticed that the infants do indeed finish a day earlier than us, and that is true. So the infants finish next Tuesday, but we finish next Wednesday. So I am basically your hero because I'm giving you an extra day where you haven't got to think, oh my gosh, what have I got to do with the kids? So I can't have your infant kids, mind you, saying that. But, you know, cherish the day. Go and have a little day out together. But we finish next Wednesday at normal time. I promise you that. And we come back to school on Wednesday, the 4th of September. So our first day back is Wednesday, the 4th of September. Clubs finish this week. So the only clubs happening next week is our after-school club, homework club from till 4:30, which you can book using the Arbor app. So that's all good, and we'll have more details about what next year's clubs are going to look like very, very shortly. Now, don't forget our volunteer day on the 28th of August. I need as many of you as possible. I'm giving a shout out now. I'm giving you over a month to get your stuff in order, and I'm not hearing that you're on holiday. You come back early to come and give us a hand. We've got lots and lots of jobs to do in school. As I said, we're spending lots of time and money in transforming the interior of our school, so it's an amazing place for people to come to work and to come to school. But I'm going to need your help to build wardrobes and units and move furniture. So children are welcome. We'll have snacks and drinks and all of those sorts of things available too. And we're opening at 8:30, so 8:30 onwards on the 28th of August. I need your help and I can't wait to see you. And if you don't turn up, don't be surprised if I'm at your front door giving it a good old knock. And I'm not going to be taking you in your pajamas and yet enjoying the last few days of the holidays. I'll be dragging you in, all right? There's a warning. I know we're a big school. I know there's almost 500 children, but the lost property is making me cry. It's literally making me cry. It's everywhere. And we're trying to keep on top of it, but actually, the responsibility ultimately relies with the children. So, can you please remind the children to remember their belongings every single day? Lunchboxes. Honestly, I'm going to start creating my own lunchboxes because it's unbelievable the amount of lunchboxes are getting left. Please, can you label everything, even if it's just like an indelible ink? It doesn't matter what you're using, but it breaks my heart. You're spending all this money on uniform and lunchboxes, and it's just being left. So our box outside the Year 6 huts, that's got a lot of the lost property in. But I will warn you now, we will be getting rid of absolutely everything come the end of next Wednesday. Everything's going to go in a black sack, apart from anything we can reuse or recycle, because we've got to start again from ground zero. But please, just remind the children to take responsibility, because ultimately, it is down to them that they need to remember their stuff. And please, please, please label. It will save you money in the end, because we try and keep on top of it, but there's 500 children, so ultimately, I've got to put the responsibility on them. The cloakrooms will also be out of use next week because we've got to start emptying our classrooms, and that's our storage. So children, if they bring any bags in next week, they won't need forest school stuff, anything like that. They'll be coming in, you know, their normal active wear. So if they need a bag, that will have to come into class with them next week as we start emptying all the classrooms, decanting everything, so we can have the flooring put down. Don't forget, Sports Day is hopefully happening next Tuesday. You've all promised me you're going to do a sun dance. So as long as you do the sun dance, it's all good. Look, site's going to be open from 8:30 onwards, and I think we'll be looking to kick off the festivities around 9. I promise you I'll do a little disco like I did for the Year 3-4s, especially if the sun's out. We'll have a little mix-up, some sunshine tunes for you, and that's going to go all the way through till lunchtime next Tuesday morning. Just pray for the weather, because I look out the window now and it's a bit grim again. Where's the sunshine gone? So you can't rely on anything. So do that sun dance for me. Thank you so much to everybody who filled in our values survey. It was really nice. A, for people know what our four values are: kindness, honesty, courage, and curiosity. And obviously our overarching strapline of wanting to be out the very best version of ourselves, children and adults alike. And some really good feedback. Some made me laugh. Some particular highlights. So look away now if this was you. The website's a bit sparse. That's my best one. Do you know what, right? It's like spinning plates when you work in a school. If you work in industry, you have like a member of staff, don't you, to do lots of different things. Unfortunately, in schools, kind of lots of the stuff lays on me. And the website is one thing we're still wanting to develop and try and add content and train staff. And we just haven't found the time this year. And I'll hold my hands up. But there was some really good feedback about getting the school values on the school website, and we have done that. Somebody else said about the trust, the old five values. We don't use those anymore, but we do call the houses those, so I can understand the confusion. So that will change next year too. But yeah, thank you for all the feedback, over 50 of you, which is brilliant in such a short amount of time, and it just gives us something to work on as we keep on trying to make things better and improve things as we move our school forward. And I thank you for always being on this journey with me and doing it with good humor and a smile. And you know, lots of people rib me and rightfully so. And rightfully so, I deserve it, don't I? Before I hand over to Mrs. Nicholson, I just want to say a massive congratulations to Lauren, our new local MP. I'm not allowed to be political at all, but what I can do is be congratulatory. And I think it's amazing that one of our parents is our serving Member of Parliament. And I know that she has an amazing burning passion for supporting children and schools and children with SEND. So congratulations, Lauren. But I imagine the hard work starts now. I'm sure that you're going to be very, very busy in your new role. Don't forget, we've moved our sports day to Saturday the 7th of September. That's going to happen, whatever the weather, trust me, because we're going to have the inside ready to roll if need be. We've got one more pod before we break for the summer. And don't forget, as I said at the start of the pod, our last day is next Wednesday, not next Tuesday like the infant. So ours is next Wednesday. And the reason for that, I'll tell you what the reason for that is. The infants are part of an academy, and academies can set extra inset dates, and us local authority schools can't. So they're allowed to have 6 inset days, and we only have 5, so hence why we need to go up to the Wednesday. So we make sure that every single one of our children gets their 190 days in school. Right, enjoy the rest of your week. Do the sun dances. You catch me here next Monday for the very last pod of the year, and I'll hand over to Mrs. Nicholson. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Mrs. Nicholson here with the Oracy Challenge for the week. What I'd like to do today is just explain to somebody else two feelings you've had today and explain why you've had those feelings. Thank you. Bye.